It might be heretical to say, but some high school students do not want or even need to go to college. But folks trying to enter the workforce without a college degree can find it awfully tough to land a good job. WSS Michael S. Butler reports for State Impact Florida on a program in the Bay Area that's trying to change that.
Brett Bjornberg and Eric Carlson were trying to get a foot in the door for a job or summer internship with a local company when they wandered into a press conference for the American Manufacturing Skills Initiative, or AMSkills, at Marchman Technical College in Port Richey. The two 17-year-old high school students looked a little intimidated as foreign dignitaries and state officials showed an intense interest in their job hunt.
We're always looking for skilled workforce.
That's Jürgen Borsch, general counsel for Germany based in Miami.
This is one of the big obstacles when a decision is being made in a German company. Where do we want to go and invest?
Borsch says German businesses in the U.S. want to expand their operations, but they can't find enough workers who have the skills they need.
I have learned here in Florida, I've been here for 2 years now, that many companies say we would love to expand, we could expand, we need the people. And I hear this in so many different fields.
For the two high schoolers, that's hard to hear. Bjornberg has found the job search to be pretty tough going.
Yes, significantly hard. But I think since I don't really have a college degree yet or even high school finished, it makes it even more harder.
Carlson wants to find a job that's a stepping stone to his eventual goal, but that's not easy.
I would actually like to work on the telescopes that the observatories as an optical engineer. Finding jobs and whatnot to help you advance that is really difficult in high school.
Brett and Eric are exactly who this program is aiming to reach. 7 years in the making, AMSkills was designed to be a German-style apprenticeship program where 10th grade students apply to get in, just like applying for a job, and train on the job while earning good money. After graduation, they have experience and sometimes a job waiting for them. If accepted to AMSkills, they'll go to a town hall-style meeting with their parents, tour a local manufacturing company, and go through a 6-week summer orientation that could be paid for by a manufacturing company sponsor. There, they might make something like this small machine, built by other local technical school students in just 4 days. It might seem simple enough, a small machine with a black conveyor belt wrapped around a system of wheels that carries small pink pills to a clear box at the end. Then, it stops. But building it requires knowledge of something called mechatronics, a combination of mechanical, electrical engineering, computer numeric controls, and more. Pinellas, Pasco, and Hernando counties created AMSkills in partnership with the state of Florida and Germany to help students get on-the-job training and experience and help companies get the workers they need. They hope it will help workers, manufacturers, and the economy. State Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam.
I'm very excited by what I've seen today. Florida's economy has really been built on the pillars of construction, tourism, and agriculture. And to diversify our economy and make it more sustainable and durable, we really need a broader manufacturing base.
The program kicks off this summer with its first orientation program. 16-year-old Nick France is one of the two students who earned a full scholarship to the 6-week program, and he has his goals set high.
For the summer program, definitely hope and expect to make it to the top 10. I would love to go further into the whole apprenticeship program.
But he's also young, and why not think big?
Personally, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur, so getting high up in the executive office would be fine for me.
Sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're young and eager and willing to work hard, who knows where a foot in the door might lead. For State Impact Florida, I'm Michael S. Butler in Tampa.
An FSU physics professor says algebra isn't enough. He says pre-calculus ought to be a bright future scholarship requirement. Find out why with State Impact Florida at WSFnews.org.